Budge Beam is the lava flow in southwest Victoria. On that lava flow, we have a series of fish traps, aquaculture systems, and also stone house sites. In fact, we have somewhere in the vicinity of around about 100 individual fish trap sites that we know of, and hundreds of stone house sites that have been constructed by our Kunditjmara ancestors over the years. One of our fish traps, what we call the Muldoons fish trap, has a scientifically accepted date of 6,600 years it was first constructed. My name's Dennis Rose. I'm a Kunditjmara traditional owner from southwest Victoria.
I asked Dennis how the area was significant to the Kunditjmara people.
Well, I think what the Budge Beam landscape shows is that Kunditjmara people were able to live sustainably off the land. They had a sedentary lifestyle. They weren't nomadic. They had a great food resource, and they modified natural systems, the wetlands and the creeks, modified them to construct an engineered system that provided a year-round supply of particularly eels, but other fish as well.
I also wanted to know why get the World Heritage listing, and what impact would it have?
I always talk about three benefits, I suppose, of World Heritage nomination. One is recognition, and that's recognition of what our ancestors had constructed out there. Two, better protection and management. We'll be looked at a bit closer, as with all World Heritage sites. The management and protection of those values that you listed are paramount. And the third benefit will be an economic benefit, hopefully, that will increase the number of tourists and tourism within the region. So it'll be an economic benefit both for Kunditjmara people but also the southwest in general.
Dennis spoke about the time it took to get the nomination and when they might hear back from the UN.
It's been a long process. We first officially announced in 2002 that we were going to pursue a World Heritage nomination. I reckon that at that time we didn't really know what World Heritage involved. It's a lot of evidence-based work, and the language used in the World Heritage space is a bit different to what we're used to dealing with, I'm sure, but it has taken us some time. It has been a good learning experience pretty much most of the way, but also we've had the occasional frustration in terms of just the length of time that it's taken to get to where we are today. There's a meeting of the World Heritage Committee. It meets once a year to what they call inscribe places on the World Heritage List. The meeting is going to be held in the first week of July in Baku, which is the capital of Azerbaijan. And we are expecting a positive announcement then that Budge Beam hopefully will be listed on the World Heritage List from around about July the 6th or thereabouts.
Dennis listed tourism as a main factor for the heritage listing, but for more than just economic reasons.
If you accept that the numbers are always a bit hard to quantify, but if you accept that somewhere around about 5 million people visit the Great Ocean Road each year, a lot of those people drive from Melbourne and return to Melbourne in the day. We'd like to think that if we could attract 5% or 3% of those people, you'd be starting to talk about 100 or 150,000 extra visitors per year. And if those visitors did decide to visit the Budge Beam World Heritage Site, assuming we get listed next month, then they'll have to stay somewhere. They can't do a day trip from Melbourne if they want to include this. So they'll have to stay in the regional towns such as Warrnambool or Port Fairy or Portland or Hayward, and therefore increase the economics.
Speaking more broadly, I asked him why we should preserve Indigenous landmarks.
Well, I think that what this country tends to lack is a bit of a good understanding of the history of this country, and places like Budge Beam actually add to the story, make this country a lot richer in terms of its cultural identity and cultural history. It certainly didn't start in 1788 or whenever. There's a lot of history prior to that that doesn't get recognised as much. I mentioned earlier that Budge Beam region also dispels that myth of nomadic people, Aboriginal people, just being completely nomadic. Certainly wasn't the case down here. We have, as I said, hundreds of stone house sites where permanent residency was undertaken. And it just turns, gets people to think alternatively about a different perspective on this country that we live in.
Benjamin Polizon, Panorama News.